So I'm curious what your second line therapy is for a patient whose first line therapy is crizotinib and alectinib and even ceritinib. What would be your second line therapy for all those patients?
So if a patient got first-line treatment with crizotinib, until now we've been using alectinib or ceritinib, but since the approval of brigatinib, I've started using that agent as well. Now, as the landscape shifts when patients get first-line alectinib therapy, the question is, what's the appropriate second-line agent? We have some anecdotal reports of one drug, such as ceritinib or brigatinib. We don't know a whole lot, but what is promising in this space is a drug called lorlatinib, which in a phase II study has shown activity in patients who develop resistance to one or two prior lines of ALK inhibitors. So I anticipate lorlatinib could be another agent. For now, for lack of anything better, I would try brigatinib in these patients because brigatinib does have better activity against some of the resistance mutations that you see in ALK-positive patients that develop acquired resistance.
What do you see in terms of tolerability, particularly with ceritinib? I know there were concerns about GI toxicity, about the dose. How did that sort of play out?
So ceritinib is approved at the dose of 750 milligrams once a day, and at that dose, we do see more GI toxicity. So I often, when I start ceritinib, start at a dose of 600 milligrams per day and do appropriate GI prophylaxis. And by giving it with food, you actually improve bioavailability and also reduce toxicity. So there's some data that when you give ceritinib at 450 milligrams and have the patient take it with food, it's much better tolerated. So 600 as a starting dose, if needed, dose reduction to 450 is the approach we use in our clinic.